Hi, I'm Megha Shyam from PersonalDevelopmentIsFun.com. Well, today I'm going to talk about something really interesting. You see, recently I made my own bucket list, a list of things that I wanted to do once at least before I died. I enjoyed the experience so much and I loved the whole process so much that I definitely want to urge you, you know, to make your bucket list today or tomorrow or definitely within this week. I mean, it was really exciting. So, you know, I'll tell you what I did and then I'll tell you why a bucket list can really help you. Well, I sat down, I opened this word processor on my computer and I asked myself, what are some of those things that I want to do before I died? Some cool ideas started popping up. I wanted to act in a play. I wanted to grow a plant from scratch, you know, in a pot. Tend to it, water it, and grow it from scratch. Then I wanted to face at least 1,000 of my fears before I died. Then I wanted to record podcast episodes like this. I wanted to create inspirational videos. I wanted to write a lot of Kindle books. I wanted to do that, you know, before I died. I also realized that I wanted to exercise regularly. I wanted to wake up at 5 a.m. I wanted to help a beggar, you know, and talk to him at least once in my life. I wanted to send some anonymous letters to 10 people, you know, inspiring them and telling them that they're good, you know. Just like that, anonymous letters. So these were some simple desires, you know, that came up as I wrote my bucket list. And I got really excited. And, you know, I kept on writing and more ideas kept coming up. I talked to my wife, Krupa, and she also came up with her own bucket list, which was different from mine, but exciting nevertheless. So that's what I recommend doing, you know, in this podcast episode. Why don't you take a piece of paper or just open a Word document and make your bucket list, a list of things that you want to do before you die. It's a very exciting process and you may come face to face with so many of your desires which are hidden deep within. Who knows, you may want to travel to a certain country, you may want to, you know, help poor people, you may want to start something of your own, you may want to try out a certain dish or learn a new language. But you'll never really come to know, you know, until you take a piece of paper or until you open a Word document and start typing your bucket list. Here are three cool advantages, you know, of making a list of things that you want to do before you die. Advantage number one is that it's very, very exciting, you know, to both make a bucket list and then to tick items off a bucket list. You know, when you think, what is it that I want to do before I die? And you write down those ideas, you get really excited. I don't know, it's something deep within, you know, when we do things like this, excitement just comes in. So you'll be happy. And then imagine, you know, ticking off a certain item of your bucket list. Well, okay, you may have a job, you may have your regular life. Sometimes your regular life may be happening, sometimes it may be boring. But parallelly, you can keep ticking off items, you know, on your bucket list. Let's say one item on your bucket list is to travel to a new country. So, well, that particular item on your bucket list will really excite you. And when you do travel to a new country and you tick that item off your bucket list, you'll love that feeling. You'll feel very happy. Similarly, you may want to write a book. That might be part of your bucket list. So, well, you can start that off, you know. Go ahead and start that off as a side project. The point is, if you keep your bucket list in front of you, then you can keep ticking off items off your bucket list as the years pass. And you will love the whole process. So the first reason why I think you should make a bucket list is because both the process of making the list and actually, you know, ticking off items off the list is so exciting. Reason number two. You will definitely have less regrets when you die. And, you know, all of us are eventually going to die one day. So I'm sure that people with bucket lists are going to have less regrets. They're also going to feel more satisfied at the end of their life. That's because you have not denied your desires. You have honestly written down what you want to do before you die. Maybe you want to say, I love you to a lot of people you love. Maybe you want to help a lot of people. Maybe you want to travel the world. Whatever it is, you've not denied your desires. And therefore, you will feel very, very meaningful and very, very content when you really die. So having a bucket list and, you know, ticking off things off the list is a great way to really have no regrets. Then there's a third advantage of making a bucket list. The third advantage is that your life will always be really happening and you will always have a nice story to tell, you know, if you have a bucket list. Your job may be ordinary, your relationship may be ordinary, you know, many aspects of your life may be ordinary, but there will still be an extraordinary element to your life. Your life will be unique, you know, your story will be unique. It won't just be that same life which everyone's living. It will be unique because you will in some way be fulfilling your own unique desires, you know, year by year. You'll be telling a great story with your life as you live your bucket list. So wherever you are, you know, in whatever situation you are, why not take some time out today, you know, to just take a piece of paper and write down the list of things that I want to do before I die. Then, well, think of one thing you want to do before you die. Write that thing down, write another thing down and keep going, you know, until you write down around 25 to 30 things. Then ask yourself, so which one of these things, you know, would I love to do first? I'm sure you'll be very excited by the whole process and also excited to get going on one of those things. I'm not asking you to derail your life. Keep living your life and parallelly do something exciting by pursuing one item on your bucket list. So that's my idea for you today. Make a bucket list. Have a very nice and exciting day. And in the meanwhile, if you haven't yet, you know, checked it out, you can always download my ebook 100 Incredible Happiness Hacks for free from personaldevelopmentisfun.com. Until next week, bye.